Sarah Palin does return to Alaska tonight, no longer a Republican vice presidential contender. Palin spokesman Bill McAllister says the governor will ride the McCain-Palin campaign plane back to Alaska tonight and will get back to work tomorrow. Palin will still have Secret Service protection for a few more days as she settles back into her life in Alaska. McAllister says the immediate priority will be the state budget.
It's coincidental, but this is the point at which the governor would normally get hands-on with the budget, and it just happens to fall in sync with the end of the campaign. This began in September with departments and agencies presenting their request to Karen Rehfeld, the director of the Office of Management and Budget, and she worked through all of those requests, and then in October began analyzing them and crunching those numbers, and as the governor returns, it's time for her to take a look at it and see what she wants to do exactly, particularly in light of the falling price of oil.
McAllister says the state's long-range energy plan is also due to be released in December.
And then I understand from Mike Nizek, who was in Arizona with the governor here the last couple of days, that they had a long talk about a whole list of things that she wants to do, and I'm not privy to that list, but I guess she's got plenty of ideas about things she wants to accomplish.
McAllister says he is eager to talk to Governor Palin about her experience on the campaign trail, and he says he is uncertain about how her time in the national political spotlight may change her governing style.
She's still going to be under quite a bit of national media scrutiny. We've had requests from Oprah, Letterman, Barbara Walters, 60 Minutes, on and on. This is just today. So there's still a great deal of interest in her, and I'm not sure what that means in terms of how she governs.
He does say that she has governed in a nonpartisan way in the past, and he doesn't think that will change.
The issues may end up being a little different than they were because some things have gotten resolved. Later this month, TransCanada will officially get the license for the gas line, and we'll be moving forward with the regulatory process there. You know, we've settled the question of the oil production tax. We've had the ethics reform laws passed. So we're on to some new things, infrastructure, energy, and just, you know, trying to be fiscally conservative with the budget.
The division that grew from political frustration over the investigation of what became known as Troopergate during the presidential campaign has strained the nonpartisan tone of the Palin administration. But McAllister says until it's clear how the next legislature will organize and who will be put in leadership roles, it's difficult to say how relations between the executive and legislative branches of state government may be.
But we note with some encouragement that Democratic legislators came forward when there was an erroneous National Associated Press story on the gas line. Several Democrats came forward and said, you know, that was just wrong, that it mischaracterized the way the process worked and what the governor had achieved. And we took that as a very positive sign that we could move forward and work together and, you know, not lick old wounds.
McAllister says supporters and media are invited out to meet with the governor tonight when her plane arrives, sometime between 8 and 10 p.m. at the Signature Hangar west of Kulis Air Base in Anchorage.